You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which gives you a quick wrap-up of all the events on Dalal Street. And today, on the 21st of November, weak global cues weighed on Sensex and Nifty, and IT stocks have cracked. These will be among the big headlines we will be following as we'll be taking a leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Equity benchmarks continued with their downtrend for the second consecutive day in tandem with global markets, with Nifty holding 10,600. A global sell-off mirrored in the Indian markets as well, while a recovery in crude oil prices weighed on benchmarks. The day began on a rather somber note, with benchmarks opening around flat terrain, but a recovery in financials helped markets stay in the positive region for a brief period. However, a sell-off in major names, especially in the IT space, dragged indices lower. Last hour saw some marginal recovery in financials as well as mid-caps, helping the market close off low points. The Nifty IT index was the big loser, along with energy stocks as well. Meanwhile, pharmaceuticals and PSU banks were the big gainers today. In the broader markets, Nifty mid-cap index rose over 0.5%. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 274.71 points, or 0.77%, at 35,199.8, while the Nifty ended down 56.2 points, or 0.53%, at 10,600. The market breadth was negative, as 1,256 shares advanced against a decline of 1,305 shares, while 136 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank, Axis Bank and Dr. Reddy were the top gainers today, while TCS and Infosys lost the most. A quick look at some stocks that made all the news today. Shares of Dr. Reddy's Labs gained 6% as after the company won a major legal battle against Indivior in the US. An appeals court vacated the preliminary injunction order of a federal court which blocked Dr. Reddy's from selling generic version of the opioid treatment drug Suboxone. Bank of Baroda's shares gained 1% after the public sector lender sold its stake in the Clearing Corporation of India, or CCIL. XL Industries shares climbed 3% in today after a rating agency upgraded the company's long-term rating. Minda Corporation shares rallied 7% after the company reduced its stake in joint venture by selling to the Japanese partner. After buying agrochemical company in Costa Rica by the subsidiary, UPL shares gained more than 2.5% today. Adani Gas was locked in 20% upper circuit at ₹97.80 today after the company expanded its pan-India presence by bagging 13 city gas distribution, or CGD, projects. ITI stock climbed 4% after the company listed out reasons for rising share volume recently. It rallied 22% in the last 1 month. Devan Housing Finance Corporation has reported a massive 52.55% year-on-year growth in the second quarter profit to 438.7 crore rupees. Despite sharp rise in provisions and liquidity crisis, the stock has gained 4% higher. Bank of America, meanwhile, has maintained its buy call on Jubilant Foodworks with a target of ₹1,600. This implies a potential upside of 32% from the last traded price. The stock ended 1% higher. And finally, shares of Jet Airways rallied over 2.5% higher after a media report indicated that the promoter is in talks with a foreign partner for financial support. And finally, as usual, a quick look at markets abroad. European stocks have been trading, and they've been trading higher as investors look to shrug off negative global market moves. The pan-European Stoxx 600 at the time of my saying this was up around 0.3%. Meanwhile, markets in Asia were mixed amid weak handover from Wall Street. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 0.23% in afternoon trade. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.21% to close at around 2,651.51. The Shenzhen Composite added 0.544% to end its trading day at about 1,386.43. Well, there we have it, a quick recap of all that happened in the markets in just under 4 minutes. There are, of course, plenty of other podcasts to whet your podcast appetite, so do go and check them all out. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.